This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with world-renowned fertility expert, Dr. Shaheen Gadir, and host of The Fertile Life on the Dear Media Network podcast. And Dr. Gadir, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Thanks for your time and taking a moment out of your busy schedule to be with us here today. So for starters, if you would, help familiarize our audience. Tell us about yourself and how you got to where you are today.
So I am a double board certified physician. I first got my specialization in obstetrics and gynecology and then continued the path for reproductive medicine. I've been working 18 years at the Southern California Reproductive Center as one of the fertility specialists there. And I'm also the host of my own podcast called The Fertile Life, which has given me a lot of opportunity to have some unbelievable discussions and fun times with patients, with people in the industry, and with people from completely different backgrounds than myself.
And of course, I certainly would be curious, I'm sure the audience would as well, what made you decide to get into fertility treatment?
As an OBGYN, delivering babies was a lot of fun. I had the opportunity of doing a rotation in the world of fertility. It is such an advancing field in medicine that I really got drawn to. You're allowed to build such unbelievable bonds with your patients. And also you're doing, in my eyes, one of the most important jobs in the world, allowing people to be parents and growing families for every individual who cares about that in their life. So I found it to be incredibly rewarding, incredibly self-satisfying in terms of helping people and also being part of people's biggest dreams in life.
It definitely makes sense on that. Now, what is a misconception on fertile treatment and what is the importance behind that misconception?
The misconceptions that I hear of are it takes like a year to do it. It takes $100,000 to do it. Once I do it, I'll have no more eggs. Once I do it, I can't get pregnant anymore on my own. And these are all wrong. Usually it's anywhere between a 12 to 1 month process. It can take a little bit longer depending on what people are doing, but it's a minimum of about 12 days. It's a minimum of about $6,400. And these are starting points for freezing eggs. And it's not that complicated. And you don't lose all your eggs. You can still have a baby the next month if you try and if you're lucky enough for it to happen. These are some of the biggest ones that I hear all the time.
And of course, I'm sure folks have learned a little bit there just on your response to those misconceptions as well. Today, we are with world-renowned fertility expert, Dr. Shaheen Gadir, and host of The Fertile Life on the Dear Media Network podcast, and also here on eHealth Radio's Fertility Information and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, talk to us about how fertility treatment evolved and it is becoming more common among LGBTQ couples, single men and women, non-binary, D-straight single men, and cancer patients. Talk to us about that from what you've seen.
Yeah, we are now able to help people, couples, gay couples, select egg donors. We are the area of surrogacy has grown significantly. So we have lots of same-sex male couples that we're making beautiful families for. For our lesbian couples, we're able to go ahead and put eggs and make embryos from one partner and have the other partner carry a beautiful baby of the wife to term. For our transgender community, before the transition begins, we're able to freeze sperm and freeze eggs. So later on in life, when they are ready, they can use their own biological material to have their own child. And we're able to basically help anyone who is diagnosed with cancer quickly and effectively freeze eggs or sperm. So once they've recovered and been through their journey of cure, they are back to ready and ready to have a child.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, you have a podcast called The Fertile Life on the Dear Media Network podcast. Tell us about your podcast, The Fertile Life.
So I love my podcast. It's called The Fertile Life. It has sometimes to do a lot with fertility, and sometimes it has to do a lot with life. It is not purely about IVF and the techniques and things that we talk about in my and we do in my office at all. It's about the journey that people undertake to become a parent, their thoughts, their feelings, their emotions, their challenges, their wins in life, and how it has affected their life. We talk about you know, people, so I've had people that were a 5-time gold medalist on my show, and we talk about their journey of how they got to there in their life. So we try to extract exciting things from people's lives that everyone would want to hear about. And then we sometimes just bring it all back to the world of fertility and how their fertility was affected by these things. So it's given me an unbelievable experience of talking to some phenomenal guests and people around the world.
And I'm sure the listeners enjoy that. And not only that, but you certainly are really meeting all kinds of people from every walk of life and, like you said, around the world. Lastly, what can we expect next from you or in the fertility world? Anything that we should be aware of there?
Well, our clinic is always and always improving and getting better. We've hit one of the highest success rates in the entire world. We're located in Los Angeles. We're looking, hopefully, to grow the practice and be able to give more options of services to other people around the state and hopefully even beyond that eventually. I hope that our podcast continues to grow with more and more listeners, and it gives us an opportunity to bring more exciting guests and teach people more about the importance of fertility and being smart about your fertility when you're beginning to start a family.
Well, Dr. Goodyear, we really do appreciate the time spent with us here today, and I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and get more information as well as to tune into your podcast.
Absolutely, and thank you. My handle on Instagram is at Dr. Shaheen Goodyear. It's DR for doctor, and Shaheen is Shahin Goodyear, Ghadir. We're on Instagram and Facebook. The Fertile Life podcast by Dr. Goodyear is on Spotify and also Apple as well, and they can find us there. My clinic is Southern California Reproductive Center, where we have tons of exciting and important information about the world of fertility on the website. But we also provide a webinar that is available to anyone around the world. Thanks to the pandemic, we learned how to do it as a webinar and not in person. So we have people from around the world listening. And the webinars are all on our YouTube channel as well. And they are free, and you are able to listen. And if you do listen, you're able to get a special opportunity of a consultation at the end.
Certainly some valuable resources there. And of course, we'll include links within the show notes of this broadcast accordingly. Dr. Goodyear, all the best. Thanks for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with world-renowned fertility expert Dr. Shaheen Goodyear and host of the Fertile Life podcast on the Dear Media Network podcast. And to connect with Dr. Goodyear on social media, simply use the handle at Dr. Shaheen Goodyear. And all links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Michaels. And we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.